1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 7:21. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live in Boston, Austin, Houston. Please keep your texts, comments, emails coming. Want to give a big shout out to our friends in the quiet corner of Connecticut, the Learning Clinic. Check them out. It's a residential program for children ages 5 through 22. They have a transitional living program, and they also may be hiring. So check them out, thelearningclinic.org. And to our friends at Old Greenwich Riverside Neighbors Magazine, keeping people together through it all. Great article, the January issue. Brooke Shepherd, Old Greenwich resident, founder of a women-owned business in town, is the cover feature. There's articles in there by the Garden Club of Old Greenwich. And it's a fantastic magazine that's keeping people together through it all. So today's program comes at the suggestion of a listener who said, you must talk about The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. She emails, Matt Haig is an author for children and adults. His memoir, Reasons to Stay Alive, and its video that you can see on his website, was a number one bestseller. She writes, I guess referring to the book, not the video. His children's book is called A Boy Called Christmas, and that was wonderful. It was translated into over 40 languages and is being made into a film. So I picked up the book, The Midnight Library, and talked about it with some neighbors and residents and friends in town who love to read, about why this is such a popular book, a famous book. And here is what one person said who read the book. In The Midnight Library, Matt Haig is teaching us about our lives and our options and our choices. The book revolves around Nora Seed, who is not having what she feels is a happy life. But, quote, with the help of an old friend, she can now undo every decision and try to work out the perfect life. She must answer the ultimate philosophical question, and she is a philosophy PhD student in the book, so you can imagine some of the references to philosophy. What is the best way to live one's life? And the book offers what one listener wrote, amazing option to go through your life and live it over again. And it reminded me of that film, Sliding Doors, which came out, which was about a woman who jumped onto a subway, and then the rest of the film revolves around the fact that if she had missed that subway, what would have happened to her life and all the different choices that we make and how each choice results in a certain outcome. Now, The Midnight Library is a novel, and in the novel, and I'm not giving away any endings or any big twists, but, quote, somewhere out beyond the edge of the universe, there is a library that contains an infinite number of books, each one the story of another way we could have lived our lives. And what the author has to say about the book is, between life and death, there is a library, and the shelves go on forever. Every book provides a chance to live another life, to see how things would have been if you had made other choices along the way. What would you have done differently if you had the chance? One story tells the life as your life as it is, along with another book for each life you could have lived if you had made a different choice at any point along the way. And while we all wonder how our lives might have been, think about if you had the chance to go into a library and see for yourself every book in there showing you how your life would have turned out, a different path, had you had made a different choice. Quote, in the Midnight Library, Matt Haig's Nora Seed finds herself faced with this decision, faced with the possibility of choosing a different life if she had chosen a different path, undoing old breakups, marrying other people, realizing her dreams of being a glaciologist and what that would have entailed. What if she had lived in Australia? She must search as she travels through the Midnight Library to decide which life is a truly fulfilling life for her and what it is that makes life worth living in the first place. Now, one friend who happens to be a librarian, when I asked her opinion about this book and if it was as impactful as our listener emailed, said, oh, no, no, that book is too mystical for me, too mystical. But I encourage people to pick up this book. It's available in all of our local libraries, COSCA, the main library in Greenwich, Perrott Library. It's by Matt Haig, H-A-I-G. You can see his videos, which are very short, less than a minute long, on his website, matthaig.com. And read about this book and think about if you had the opportunity to walk into a library and pick out a book that would show you all the different paths, all the different journeys, would you spend time in that library and would you stay in one of those lives? It's a fascinating book, The Midnight Library. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the suggestion, and keep those suggestions coming.
All right, thanks very much, Robin. That is Robin Pastor and her award-winning Connecticut Press Club award-winning show, Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You hear her show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.